Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey, welcome to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James. Glad you've tuned in today. I am with my very good friend, Mariah Ballweber.
Hello, everybody.
How are you today?
Good morning, good afternoon.
So glad. Let's see, today, right now, it's in the afternoon for us. But when you're listening to it, it will be Friday whenever you listen to it. And you should tell us in the comments when you listen to this podcast. We have regular listeners now.
I love that. I've heard someone say they binge listen to our podcast. I'm like, what?
Yes, I've heard somebody talk to Alexa about Breathe Retreat. Tells her to go find it and put it on. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I don't have Alexa, but it was fun to me that that is something that people do. So anyway, we love you. We're so glad you're on with us today. How is Passover going for you? Remember we talked about the blood? And the lamb for a house and the difference that is made only through the blood of the lamb, not through the behavior of the people. But because God chose us, we accepted that choosing and we, by faith, put his blood on our doorpost.
Wow.
And that is what causes death to pass over us, causes death to be eliminated to everyone in the house. Amen. That is part of your intercession for your family. You pull them in your house in the spirit. You shut the door behind them and you say, it's your tough luck. You belong to me. You are blessed and you're coming through this in the name of Jesus. Death does not touch us. Amen. That's a good, good thing. But today.
This is going to be so fun.
This is so fun. Because I just didn't want to do a traditional, remember I told you I don't celebrate Easter because it's a pagan god, but anyway, but the resurrection, I didn't want to do a typical resurrection message because today would be represented as Good Friday, and so Sunday is officially Resurrection Day. I just didn't want to do the traditional thing, but did you have any idea how many stories in the New Testament are little known stories about the resurrection.
In the Gospels.
In the Gospels. Not in some foreign Bible somewhere that Joe wrote around the corner. This is in your Bible. And you've been reading it year after year after year, but you didn't know this was in here.
Now, a few years ago, when Sandy told me this story, mm-hmm. I had no idea what she was talking about, to the point where whenever I went to read it, and it's in Mark, right? We're going to tell you the story, and we're going to tell you anyway, but it's in Mark, and I read it and I was like, what? I have never seen that in my life. And I grew up loving God. I grew up reading the word, and I've never seen this in my life. So if you've heard of this, I'm so excited for you. But if you haven't,
you are a scholar. If you know this story, you are absolutely a biblical scholar. Totally. And we should call you and get you on this podcast.
All right. So
go with me to the Garden of Gethsemane in your imagination. Right. What happened that night? Jesus went there to pray. He often went there to pray with his disciples. They didn't think anything about it, that it was going to be unusual. They were just going to go and seek the Lord like he always did, right? So he went there. They had the Seder meal. They had the Passover meal mm-hmm. in the upper room, right? And then they went out and they went to the Garden of Gethsemane together. And what happened? Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. He comes with the soldiers and with their torches and their weapons, a whole contingent of soldiers came, Roman soldiers came to arrest Jesus. Right. Like they were arresting 500 men. They sent all the Roman soldiers out to get one man in a garden. Okay, so fast forward with me and we're watching. Can you see it in your imagination? They've come to him, haven't they? And they're carrying torches. It's dark and nobody knows what's going on. Remember the disciples had been sleeping. Jesus had been crying out, going, Lord, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. Let this cup pass from me. And eventually he conquers his own will. And he says, but not my will, but your will be done. and he receives strength. The angels minister to him and strengthen him. He goes and he wakes up the sleepy disciples and he says, come on, our hour has come. And they go to the front of the garden, the entrance to the garden, and this whole contingency of Roman soldiers are there with Judas leading them.
Wow.
Right. And so Judas comes up to Jesus and he gives him a kiss. And as Michael Card says in his song from long ago, that's not what a kiss is for. Mm-hmm. A kiss is not for betrayal. Wow. A kiss is for affection. And so he kisses Jesus, lets him know that was the signal. This is the guy, which is interesting to me. They didn't know who he was. That's curious to me. So he says to them, who is it you seek? Do you remember this? Everybody remember this? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Now, what did Jesus say after that?
Are you ready?
What did he say? He said, I am. Now, in your English Bibles, it says, I am he. But the he is in italics there, which meant it was added at the discretion of the translator. Okay?
Right.
So, okay. So, he says, I am. Who else in the rest of creation has ever said, I am?
I know. Pick me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the name the Lord revealed to Moses.
Right.
That was how God introduced himself.
Right. I am.
I am.
The I am that I am. Tell Pharaoh, I am sent you. So Jesus was saying in two words, ego eimi, that I am the living God. I'm the same God who spoke to Moses. Follow me. We're not done with this story. What happens to those poor soldiers when he says this to them?
Which, how many soldiers were there?
I don't know, hundreds.
I've heard there were hundreds of soldiers.
You
know all the pictures, like there's 12 soldiers.
Yeah, no.
They've got their little red plumes.
No.
And their little leather skirts on. They've got their little Roman thing going on.
Right.
And they still have the Roman thing going on. There's just hundreds of them.
Right.
Like this guy, he might raise the dead or heal your broken leg.
And what happens? He says, I am. He releases the all-powerful name of the living God, and they fall out. All of them fall backward, like they were dead men. They didn't know what happened. That had never happened to them before. So they, you know, they come to themselves, and they shake it off, and they get up off their bottoms and get up and stand up. And he said, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And you can almost see Jesus looking at them with that attitude, like, I just told you, I'm he. That's me. I am. But at that point, they didn't fall over that time. He didn't release that much power when he said that. Okay, follow me. Now, Mark 14, same story, same location, Garden of Gethsemane. Mark 14, verse 51, there was a young man there following Jesus, wrapped only in a linen sheet wrapped around him, wearing only a linen sheet wrapped around him. They tried to arrest him also, but he slipped from their grasp and ran off naked, leaving his linen cloth in their hands. Stop the presses. Stop. Who is the naked kid in the scripture, in the plan of resurrection, in the plan of redemption? In the middle of the scene, there's a naked kid wrapped in what I thought was a bed sheet all my life. Well, not all my life, since I've been following Jesus and reading the word. I thought it was like a fitted sheet. I didn't know what it was.
Okay, hang on. Can we back up for just a second? This is what it says. Then Jesus answered and said to them, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then they all forsook him and fled. Now, a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. The young men laid hold of him and left the linen cloth, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And then Jesus led the way. And then it just goes on. It's just like this. What is happening right with the fitted sheet and something? Why are we in a garden naked? What is happening?
And I've read lots of commentaries about this, of people going, I don't know who the kid is. Maybe it was Mark because he lived nearby. You know, listen, Mark's not going to hear about the arrest of Jesus and be sleeping buck naked. This is an Orthodox Jewish home. He's not going to be sleeping naked and just grab the sheet and wrap it around him and run off to the garden. The garden was in a remote place. He wouldn't have been able to make it there in time. So it's not Mark and it's not John, as some people suppose. And is it irrelevant if the God of all creation puts it in his word?
It's never.
It's not. Never, it's very, very important. So the way to understand this is the word linen cloth. Now, I don't know the Greek word for linen cloth. You scholars out there should tell me. But the word for linen cloth meant that it was a type of burial shroud that rich Jews would send to Egypt to get this particular kind of linen. It is only used for burial shroud. It is only used to wrap the dead. They would bury their dead naked, and they would wrap them in this linen.
Right.
Okay.
So it would be weird for Mark to be wearing this as pajamas. Is
right. He's not. They wouldn't do that.
That would be weird.
They would not do that. They would only use this kind of material for a burial shroud. Now, around the Garden of Gethsemane is an ancient burial ground. Okay, follow me here. What just happened? Before we see the naked kid in the garden, we heard Jesus say, "I am." And that all the soldiers, the big tough guys, fell out. What happened here? I'll tell you what happened. There was so much power that went out from the living God standing there in the flesh, releasing the glory of God, that somebody that had just been buried in the last day or so got up in that place and was raised from the dead. There was a resurrection.
Come on.
Just a random resurrection, just a on accident resurrection. You know what I'm saying? He released God's glory, and God's glory always chases away death.
Yes.
God's glory breaks the back of death. Absolutely. Every time.
Absolutely.
You have to understand that. So that's the reason they were upset. They tried to arrest him because the last thing they need before they crucify this guy is another resurrection on their hands. The last thing they need is another miracle that testifies to the fact that he really is the Messiah.
Yeah.
Right? He's God incarnate. That's the last thing they need, is somebody walking around that was dead and is now alive again. They still don't know what to do with Lazarus at this point. And do you understand what happened? This boy was raised from the dead. And they tried to get him, and all they got was the burial shroud, and he ran off home naked. Can you imagine his reunion with his parents that day?
Hey, it's you. Hey, oh, okay. Come through the back. I mean.
So awesome. Oh, that God. Is so awesome. Did you know that? Please, did you already know that? See, you're probably smarter than me. But I had never understood that. I had never understood that. Okay, let's take a break for our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Hello friends, this is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110 or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Okay, welcome back to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James, and I'm here with the beloved Mariah Ball Weber.
Hello, everybody.
And you need to understand something. God is in the business of chasing death away from your life. So in 2 weeks, we've heard two stories that center around the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, that is all about not just his being raised from the dead, but our being saved from death.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that cool? Because his death was not for him. His resurrection was not for him. We get to take part. When he was raised from the dead, we were raised from the dead.
Yeah.
It's our resurrection too, because we're in him. Mm. I don't know if you have anything next to you that you can put inside another thing. Like if you have a cup next to you and you can put a little thing inside the cup. But when you put whatever it is inside the cup, that thing is in the cup, like you are in Christ, right?
Yeah.
So everything that happens to that cup happens to you in that cup.
Mm.
Does that make sense? You're no longer in the world. You're in Christ if you've given him your life, right? And so everything that happens to that cup happens to you. If you lift that cup, the cup doesn't leave you behind. You go with it up.
Right.
Like you're raised up.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or if you put the cup in the car and go to Kansas, then whatever's inside that cup is going
gets
to
go to Kansas because right. It's inside the cup.
That's exactly right.
Whatever happens to Jesus happens to you. When he was raised from the dead, you were raised. Mm. When he was given the kingdom, you were given the kingdom. Not because you're so wonderful, although I think you are wonderful, but because he is wonderful.
Yes.
He chose you and you connected with him through covenant.
Yes.
So my question to you is this. Have you connected with him through covenant?
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken that time to give your life to Jesus in earnest? Not just because you and your family went to church when you were kids, but when you give your life to Jesus, it's a for sure, forever thing. I surrender and I invoke the covenant that you made with me through the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross on this day, representative thousands of years ago. What does the blood do for us? Remember last week, the blood gains us access to everything God has for us. You have got to understand that. Yes, you should live holy. Yes, yes. You should live a life that honors God. Why? Because that way the blessing of the Lord flows on you in this life and your heart is not hardened. Remember, it says that sin hardens our heart because it's deceitful mm-hmm. in the book of Hebrews. We don't want our heart hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So we live a life that is holy before him. But I'm telling you what makes you accepted in the beloved is the blood of Jesus that he shed on that cross thousands of years ago for you. It was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. You were the joy that was set before him that caused him to endure the cross. So for the children of Israel that were hiding in their homes under the blood of the perfect lamb, right, while death passed over them, and for the boy in the burial ground that just got raised from the dead because Jesus released the glory of God in that space. Can you see what I'm telling you? What has died for you? And have you made covenant with Jesus?
Wow.
Yeah, I need to know that. I wish I could talk to you. Did you have something you wanted to share?
Well,
I saw you looking.
I wanted to add to on another note. So when they're asking for Jesus of Nazareth,
mm-hmm.
and he answers, I am. It's that statement is so many things, but one of the things it is he is stating who he is and who he belongs to.
Right.
So, you know, whenever you do take covenant, when you take part in the covenant that Jesus made and you enter into that covenant, like Sandy's talking about, and you give him all of you, and then he gives you all of him. You take on his name. We have this in marriage. Like that's a covenant that we have, that when a woman marries a man, she takes on his name, right? Mm-hmm. So Jesus says his name and who he belongs to. He says, I am. And then bam, the dead are raised. And the enemy falls over. And like, there's just all this stuff happening everywhere. And who knows what else happened? Not everything is recorded that happened in all the details. But what I'm saying is, when we know who we are, that's where everything changes.
And it was a suddenly.
Yes. And I'm not saying Jesus forgot who he was. What I'm saying is he is stating for the world to see, this is who I am.
And it was that decree that knocked over the enemy.
Yes.
And raised the dead.
Yes. In one moment.
See, because what you need to understand, beloved, is this. He didn't have to go to the cross. Mm-hmm. He showed loud and clear, I'm not going because you're taking me.
Yeah.
I'm going because I volunteer to go.
Yeah.
Because he knocked over the whole contingent of Roman soldiers all by himself with a word.
Yeah. Hardly anything of us.
Yeah, they weren't forcing him to go.
No.
He volunteered after that to go because that was the only way the price could be paid for your sin and mine. That was the only way. Do you see that? Have you received that? You have to do it by faith. You have to believe. How do you get saved? You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you give your life to him by faith. Does that make sense? We do that by the words of our mouth.
Yeah.
We do that by decree.
I have a sense that there's a young woman listening to this who knew that as a kid, was raised in that, and even was saved, that you knew the Lord at one point, but you turned away from that almost like in mockery of your family, and you just kind of forgot about it and went on with your life.
Happens with a lot of people.
Yeah. And I just have a feeling that it had something to do with your mom. Not that your mom did anything wrong, but a rebellion against your mom. Anyway, I want you to know, first of all, even if you've forgotten the Lord, he's never forgotten you. And his heart cry is for you. He always wants you. He's always wanted to be your best friend. And that's still available for you. That's totally still. And you're thinking, well, I don't know about that. You don't know what I've done.
Well, and I'm figuring, since you're listening to this podcast today, it's probably your day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you could be listening to anything at this point. But it's probably your day to go ahead and surrender.
Yeah.
So let's do that today. If you're not sure, if you need to return to the Lord, if this is your first time dedicating your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, let's do that right now. I'm going to lead you in prayer. I'm going to pray and Mariah will follow me. Yeah. You don't have to pray the exact words that I'm praying, but I'm just going to kind of give you a form. And then we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to show you who you are in Jesus. Because if you ever figure out who you are in Jesus and rise up to take that place because you are in him, not because of your greatness, but because of his. If you ever figure that out and rise up to take hold and just agree with him, the devil will have no ability to stand in your life or in your family.
And the dead will be raised.
And the dead will be raised. And death will pass over.
Come on.
It is so good. It is your resurrection too. No better day to get saved than on resurrection weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely no better time.
The Lord says to you, whether you've never known the Lord before or you have, and you've walked away, the Lord says to you, access granted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because you're all that. And it's not because you're so great. It's because he's so great and he loves you.
And he picked you.
He gives you access. Mm-hmm. He grants you access into his presence, into his heart.
I had the Lord tell me that one time. He just whispered to my heart, you know, the way you hear on the inside. It wasn't with my ears outside, but I could hear it on the inside. I heard him say, I would pick you again every day.
Wow.
Because he did. He picked me and he's picked you. He's called you by name and you're his, is what it says in Isaiah. So I'm going to lead us in prayer. We're going to release you into this new life. And I need to hear from you after that. We need to help you.
Please. Yes.
Okay. So ready? I'm going to pray and then you pray with Mariah. Father God.
Father God.
I receive. Every promise.
Every promise.
You have for me. My life is yours. Completely and totally. I renounce every work of the devil. In my life.
In my family.
And in my bloodline.
In the name of Jesus.
From this point on.
I belong to you.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
And I'll do what you tell me. I can't live this by myself. But Holy Spirit.
I'll never be by myself again.
Help me.
I receive your love.
And I thank you for my forgiveness.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Holy Spirit. Fill me to overflowing. And help me to yield.
To everything you have for me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right now, Friday will be...
We will be April 3 weeks 2nd. Out. About 3 weeks out.
Okay. But it'll be April 2nd. Mm-hmm. Okay. Friday is April 2nd. So today is April 2nd. That is your birthday in the Lord. Write it down somewhere. Wow. That's the day you surrendered. That's the day all of heaven shifted to see that you came into your destiny in him.
Wow.
Do you have a ways to go? Of course you do. I do too. But let me tell you, you are on your way. You are not where you are going, but you are not where you were. You have not arrived, but you have left the station. And we love you. We are so proud of you. We need to hear from you. You can contact us at breatheretreat.life. There's a contact form there. You can contact us and let us know that you got saved today. We want to know it. And we want to be able to help you and to be able to connect you with resources to help you grow. Find a good Word Bible-believing church. Find some good, strong Christian friends that will support you. And listen to Breathing Room every week.
Yeah.
Listen. We'll at least help you to laugh and to see things in the Word. Listen, Breathe Retreat is coming up on April 24th. Very soon. Very soon. Less than a month away. You need to get registered. Space is limited. So you register at the same place. Breathe Retreat.life. We want to see you there. It is a totally immersive and interactive worship encounter that lasts 12 hours, I say. 12 hours of seeking the Lord and yielding to everything he's telling us to do. It is the most fun. It is the most unique women's event I have ever attended. And you need to be there.
Absolutely.
Breathe Retreat.life. You sign up today so that we can secure your spot before things fill up. Okay? God bless you, and we'll see you next week on Breathing Room. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.